Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, which is the end of the book. We're getting real close to it. But today, I want to go back to 1 Chronicles 21. In a previous episode, we left off literally in the middle of the account with that. And so I don't want to give it short shrift here, you know? And I want you to see what is happening. So we're just going to pick it up, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 14. Remember what happened. Verse 14 tells us, so Yahweh sent a pestilence through Israel, and 70,000 men from Israel fell. You remember why if you've been listening to these episodes. If you haven't been, back up a few and you'll hear. Verse 15, and God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. Now, don't forget, and there's all sorts of things here that people will say, well, God doesn't do this, God doesn't do that. And folks, they simply have not read the scripture. God was sending an angel to destroy Jerusalem. And it says he was about to destroy it. Yahweh saw and was grieved on account of the calamity. I've mentioned several times before, I've got some very dear friends, two or three in particular, in Bible studies. They'll say, well, God doesn't cause calamity. God never brings forth a calamity. Really, have you read the word? You see it all through the Old Testament where he brings calamity. And then they'll say this brilliant statement. Oh, well, that's not the Old Testament God. I'm talking about the New Testament God of love that we worship. You know, it's usually said in complete sincerity. But that type of biblical ignorance will destroy you and lead you down the wrong road, okay? There is no God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament type of thing, okay? But I'm not going to chase that rabbit right now. Yahweh was grieved of heart when he saw the calamity, when he saw what was happening. Why? Did it take him by surprise? No. He knew. But it shows us so much about Yahweh. It shows us so much about God. And all of it is good, folks. All of it is good. Verse 15 continues. Then he said to the angel, the destroyer, again, notice the angel is called the destroyer. God says this, it is enough. Slacken your hand. And the angel of Yahweh was standing by the threshing floor to Ornan, the Jebusite. Okay. Now, he's got a different name. It's 2 Samuel 24, but it's the same dude. Remember, like Billy Bob? Yeah. Verse 16. And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh standing between earth and heaven with his sword drawn in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Folks, David saw this. David saw it. Other people likely saw it too. The angel of Yahweh between earth and heaven with his sword drawn against Jerusalem. 16. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. So that clothed in sackcloth right here shows us that this particular event didn't take them by surprise. They were already interceding. They had known what had happened to Israel. 70,000 people had died, remember? They knew this. And so now they're interceding. They're calling upon the Lord. Verse 17, then David said to God, was it not I who gave a command to count the people? Now, I am he who has sinned. I have certainly done wickedness, but these sheep, what have they done? Oh, Yahweh, my God, please let your hand be against me and against the house of my father, but against your people, let there be no plague. So what's David saying? He's saying, yeah, I know I've sinned. I've asked you to forgive me. I know I deserve punishment. I know that. But what have these people done? These who are your sheep. You know, punish me, but don't punish them. Verse 18. Now the angel of Yahweh had spoken to Gad to say to David that David should go up and erect an altar for Yahweh. So the angel of Yahweh, I'm going to assume that it's the same one. Okay? Might not have been. But an angel of Yahweh spoke to the prophet and told David what to do. So David went up at the word of Gad that he had spoken in the name of Yahweh. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, and Ornan turned and saw the angel and his four sons with him hid themselves. So Ornan turns around, and he sees the angel of the Lord, just like David has seen. His four sons are with him. Boy, they go hide, okay? Ornan standing there looking at it. Then David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David. And he went out from the threshing floor and bowed down to David, faces to the ground. So were they in the midst of threshing right here? More than likely, maybe all of a sudden this angel of the Lord appears. David sees it. Thing David's told what to do about it. The angel's hanging out there waiting. Verse 22. Then David said to Ornan, please give me the place, the threshing floor, that I might build an altar on it to Yahweh. At full price, please give it to me, that the plague against the people might be stopped. And Ornan said to David, take it for yourself. Let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. See, I give the cattle for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges for the wood, and wheat for the grain offering. I give it all. In other words, everything you got right here, here it is. It's all yours. You can have it. 24. But King David said to Ornan, no, I will certainly buy it at full value. Indeed, I will not take what is yours for Yahweh and offer burnt offerings for nothing. And again, that's what we've looked at previously in 2 Samuel 24. David says, I'm not going to offer anything that didn't cost me something. I'm not going to take something from you that I got free and then bring it to offering to God. So David gave to Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. Then David built an altar there to Yahweh, and he offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and he called to Yahweh. And he answered him with fire from heaven upon the altar of burnt offering. God consumed the offerings that David brought, the burnt offerings and the peace offerings. He consumed them with fire from heaven. I've said this a lot in the account with David. Can you imagine? You're bringing forth these offerings. You've done this many, 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 many times in your life. And this time when you do it, fire from heaven comes and consumes the offering. What is that fire from heaven? We get little hints of it in Scripture sometimes. Is it just literally fire that comes down? Is it a lightning bolt that comes down and consumes the fire? Perhaps. Is it fire? Definitely, some form of fashion. But it consumes everything. It's very proprietary. It's very precise. Verse 27, then Yahweh commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to its sheath. So apparently the angel's hanging out here the whole time with his sword out. Can the people see it? Would that motivate you to worship? Probably. Yeah. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh answered him at the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, he sacrificed there. Now the tabernacle of Yahweh that Moses had made in the desert and the altar of burnt offering were at that time at the high place of Gibeon. So the Mosaic tabernacle was on the high place at Gibeon, on the Mount Gibeon. Okay? But David was not able to go before it to seek God, for he was afraid on account of the sword of the angel of Yahweh. But also remember that for a period of time, and maybe even at this period of time, I'm uncertain, David had built a tabernacle. David had built a tent where he took the Ark of the Covenant in, where he went before the Lord God. So there was a period of time where there was where David worshiped with the Ark of the Covenant, and the Mosaic tabernacle was somewhere else on Mount Gibeon. But David was afraid to go there to seek God on account of the sword of the angel of Yahweh. But even in being afraid, do you see what God did? God sent word to him and says, hey, I want you to meet me over here, the threshing floor. And David goes and meets him over there. And God meets David there and stays the hand of the destroyer, the angel of the Lord. Ooh, it's quite an account. There's so much more here to be thought about, to be understood, to lean upon. Do so. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.